My name's Michelle Owu, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The purpose of the research is to compile a modern-day portrait of the UK. The date is now the 24th of July 2009, and the time is 20 past midnight. Can you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please?
My name is Elizabeth Smith. I'm 64 years old, and I come from Abingdon in Oxfordshire.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Can you remember how you first heard about the project?
You know, I can't. I can remember there were models, because there were several models in the National Gallery. I come up to London quite often. My daughter lives in London. And I can remember we could vote, so I can remember voting. But I think I'd heard it before then. As I say, I come up to London quite a lot, and I'm on emailing this for various London things. So I honestly would have a job to tell you how I first heard of it, but I should think it must have been at the beginning of the project.
What sort of events do you come and see when you're in London?
Theatre, mostly. Yeah, musical theatre and, well, general theatre, and concerts. My daughter works for an orchestra, so I often go to their concerts as well.
Is this something that runs in the family, this interest in music?
I think it is. Yes, I think it is. Yeah. Yeah, we all various degrees, we like music, different sorts of music, but yes, we all do.
Mm-hmm. And what's your personal taste?
It's very eclectic, actually. Classical, Victorian symphonies, piano concertos, but going back, Handel, Baroque, 20th century, I like 20th century French, Spanish. But I like hard rock as well. 60s music, obviously, because that's my era. Musical theatre is a big interest, and Gilbert and Sullivan has been a lifelong interest. Chorals, well, I used to do choral singing as well in my youth, so quite varied.
What are you going to do with your hour on the plinth?
I'm going to recreate and celebrate the last night of the proms. I've got flags, and an hour of classical music and traditional last night of the proms music. That's it, really.
And what's on your playlist?
It starts off with the overture to Candide, Bernstein, and then it's Pineapple Pole, excuse me, which is Sullivan's music from the Gilbert and Sullivan operas, arranged by Charles McCarris. Then I've got Pachelbel's Canon, then The Entrance of the Queen of Sheba, Handel, and then it goes into the traditional last night of the proms, the Elgar Pomp and Circumstance, Henry Wood's Sea Songs, Rule Britannia, Jerusalem, and it ends with the National Anthem. I don't think it's a particularly balanced programme. I think I'm not a musical expert, but I think musical experts would say, no, it's not a balanced programme. But I wanted cheerful music, probably loud music, music, showy music that would perhaps be appropriate for this situation. And hopefully the microphones will pick it up, and people around the bottom of the plinth will hopefully be able to hear it as well. That's
it. Have you been a regular visitor to the proms in the past?
I wouldn't say regular, but yes, going back to my youth, I have been to the last night of the proms several times, I think before I was married. And my daughter and I go to the proms, well, every year, I think. We go to a few proms, yeah.
And who have you brought along with you today?
My husband and my son. Last I heard, he was in a traffic jam on the A40, but he's on his way, and he's going to take photos. And my daughter, unfortunately, is in Italy with her orchestra, so she's working tonight, and so she can't be with us, but I think she's with us in spirit. And unfortunately, where she is, she can't even get internet access, so she won't even be able to watch, but she'll have to watch the archive feed. Yeah.
What was it about this project that appealed to you, do you think?
Lots of things, I think. I mean, when are you going to get the chance to stand on a plinth in the middle of the night? I think that's brilliant. You get a different perspective on London. And the whole project interested me, the isolation of it. Once you're up there, you're on your own, and you've got to rely on your own resources. I think that's quite interesting to see how I react to that. That's it, I think.
How do you think you might react?
Oh, I hope I'll be okay. I don't know how I'll cope with the height, but everybody that I've watched up there, I haven't seen anybody that it's troubled, so I'm sure I'll be fine. And I'm looking forward to listening to the music as well, and just experiencing the ambience of Trafalgar Square from a different perspective. I think that would be very interesting.
Yeah. How did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
I was excited, nervous. I thought about it for... I sat on it and read all the small print on the website and asked several people what they thought, so it wasn't something that I jumped into, but it seemed too good an opportunity to miss, so I went for it.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
In my life? Well, our family is always important. I think that's the main thing, really. Family. And, enjoying retirement, really. Yeah, doing things like this. And going to the theatre, music.
What did you do before you retired?
Well, I really was a stay-at-home mum. I worked in the TSB, what's known Lloyd's TSB, but in those days TSB. And I left work to have my son. He was born in 1976. And then I had my daughter in 1979. And then I had some ill health in the early 80s, so I couldn't work. So I didn't go back to work. Been a stay-at-home mum.
How do you feel to find time now to do all the things?
It's great. Unfortunately, my husband, who is also, he's retired, he's 68, he's carer to his mum, so he lives away from home for half of the week, well, more than half of the week, so I'm left to my own devices, but... I don't mind. I quite enjoy going out on my own, and I've been on holidays on my own. The half the week that we're together, we try and do stuff together, obviously.
Where is he spending the rest of the time?
His mum is 96, coming up to 96, and has dementia, very severe dementia, but the family want to keep her at home for as long as possible. So we live in Abingdon, and she lives about 30 miles away in Banbury. So he lives with her from Saturday to Wednesday. And then we have a carer for the rest of the week.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the place where you come from, about Abingdon? What's
that like? I'm not very keen on Abingdon, it's too small. I'm actually come from Banbury, which is a much bigger town. I'm a bit of a city girl. But Abingdon is very pretty. It's on the River Thames. It's quite beautiful, really. But I can't really think of much to say to it. I'm not very keen on Abingdon. Don't quote me on that. But it's near Oxford. It's about 8 miles from Oxford. I live in Oxford. We go to the theatre in Oxford most weeks. Now we're pensioners, we can get into the theatre cheap. And so we go to the Playhouse Theatre in Oxford. I was asked in a survey not long ago what is good about living in Abingdon. And I said it's near Oxford. And the next question was, what could you improve about Abingdon? And I had move it nearer to Oxford. So I hope I made them laugh at the town hall.
How do you describe yourself as a person?
Oh, I don't know. I had great difficulty in thinking of the three words on the website. I asked everybody to think of words, but they had to be nice words. The three words I came up with was pensioner with iPod, because I like technology. I really don't know much about it, but my husband and my son are very much computer buff. So in our family, if you don't know about computers, you've really got nothing to talk to the boys about. So I am interested in computers. Shy, but then I'm an extrovert as well. I like my own company, which I think stems from the fact that I'm an only child, and I don't think that ever leaves you. But again, I like company on my own terms. That's me, really. Yeah.
You mentioned there that you're shy, and yet you're a bit of an exhibitionist as well.
Yeah.
How does that relate to your decision to take on?
Well, I was quite glad that I got a slot at night, because I hoped there won't be too many people in the square. I think that was before I knew there'd be quite so much internet interest in it. But I won't see the people that are watching on the internet, so I forget about them. No, I don't mind, and the people that are watching I won't know, so I never see them again, so I don't mind. I did amateur dramatics in my youth, so I suppose that never leaves you. Yeah.
What sort of productions did you take?
Oh, Gilbert and Sullivan mostly, musicals, choral singing.
So you have some experience of performing then. How do you think?
This is a long time ago, this is before I was married, before I moved to Abingdon.
How do you relate to this as a. Do you think of this as a performance?
No, not really. No, I don't think I do think of it as a performance. I don't think Anthony Gormley really wants to turn it into Britain's Got Talent. But then if people want to perform, that's fine. I mean, everybody's doing their own thing. I've no problem with that. But no, I don't think it's a performance. I will be listening to a performance more because I'm listening to music. Yeah.
You mentioned Anthony Gormley there.
Yeah.
Does his interest in the democratisation of art, about people being part of the art, does that chime with you?
Yes, that's what the whole project's about, isn't it? Yes, I don't really think I can talk about it at great length, but yes, I think that's great. Yeah. To get a cross-section of people at random, just doing their own thing, I think it's really good, yeah.
How do you feel about being part of this relatively small group of people?
I feel very proud to be part. Yes, very glad to be part, yeah.
What impact do you think it might have, you standing on the plinth tomorrow?
Well, on me? I don't know. I think it might help me be more confident. I think if I can do this, I can do other things. So hopefully. But don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't think so. No, really can't think of anything else. No, thanks for your question.
Thank you very much.